Massachusetts' highest court ruled today that same-sex couples are legally entitled to marry. The Supreme Judicial Court says the state's ban on gay marriage is unconstitutional. Lawrence Tribe is Tyler Professor of Constitutional Law at Harvard University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's decision orders the state legislature to deal with the matter within 6 months. What exactly may the legislature do or not do?
The legislature, I think, as a courtesy, is invited to make sure that the licensing of marriage conforms to the state constitution as the Supreme Judicial Court has today construed it. It's like changing the word his to his or hers, but it is not a substantive task that has been delegated. It's not like what the Vermont Supreme Court did when it invited the legislature to create a kind of second-class form of civil union.
Well, the Massachusetts legislature already is considering a constitutional amendment that would legally define a marriage as a union between a man and a woman.
That's right. I think there are several things to be said about that. One, this is not simply a decision that announces a result. It's an extremely careful, thoughtful, elaborate, eloquent refutation of the heartfelt but perhaps misguided arguments of those who think marriage will be in some way threatened by extending its benefits to people of the same sex. Maybe it's crazy of me, but I hope that some members of the state legislature, upon reading this, will find that the issue is not as obvious as they thought it was. If instead they do amend the state constitution, it'll take a couple of years before such an amendment would take effect. The people of the state might not approve it. If it were approved, of course, it would supersede this decision and create quite a few dilemmas.
What if the legislature decided that marriage was between a man and a woman?
They don't have that option. The Supreme Judicial Court has said that that traditional historic definition does not meet even the requirement of minimum rationality. If you look carefully at all of the reasons for creating and protecting marriage, and the state Supreme Court, therefore, has itself defined marriage now as a matter of civil law, not as a matter of religious law. Obviously, it said it had no power to do that, but it defined marriage for civil purposes as a committed union of two spouses, regardless of their gender.
Will this have any meaning for other states where gay marriage is against the law?
It will certainly confront them with the question of whether they feel that they can simply disregard a Massachusetts marriage license. They're invited to do that by the so-called Defense of Marriage Act that Congress passed in 1996. If they do, that will create a federal constitutional issue, namely, is it consistent with equal protection of the laws to make homosexuals who seek to marry into second-class citizens?
So will this ultimately go before the Supreme Court?
It will take a while, but it will, I think, eventually land up in the U.S. Supreme Court, as so many of our contentious issues do.
You think that's something that this Supreme Court would want to consider?
Well, the opinion this Supreme Court rendered in Lawrence v. Texas about equal dignity and respect for homosexuals suggests that after a sufficient breathing space where the public gets used to what the principles involved are, it would be prepared to uphold a decision rather like this and to reach a similar conclusion, but I doubt that they would want to do it the day after tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Lawrence Tribe is Tyler Professor of Constitutional Law at Harvard University.